if you want to see hypocrisy at its heights, we got to look at Governor Sununu. Governor Sununu in an amazing fashion.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
In amazing fashion, the guy who said Donald Trump was a creep, the guy who said Donald Trump should resign, the guy who said not resign, but not drop out of the race, the guy who supported Nikki Haley. And he had a whole lot of words to say. Now he's a staunch supporter of Donald Trump. It just shows you the weakness, the ineptitude, the dishonesty of these people. It just shows you how it happened. Well, not how it happened, but it just shows you what these guys are made of. Listen to this, and then we'll take it on the other side.
Joined now by New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu, who worked against Donald Trump during the primaries, has now endorsed the former president. Governor, thank you for joining us this morning.
You bet.
History being made tomorrow, that criminal trial. Will your support for Donald Trump continue even if he's convicted in Manhattan?
Yeah, this trial is not going to have major political ramifications that a lot of people, I think it may have. When it comes to these issues, people see it more as reality TV.
Well, yeah, you're going to politics, though. I'm asking you about right and wrong. You think you're comfortable with the idea of supporting someone who's convicted of a federal crime as president?
No, I don't think any American is comfortable with any of this. They don't like any of this, of course. But I mean, when it comes to actually, you know, looking at each of these trials, as they kind of take place, whether it's this year or next year, as they kind of line up, the right now, this is about an election. Right. This is about politics. That's what people are judging this on. And the ultimate, you know, decision will be in November.
You're a governor. No. You're an elected official. I'm asking whether you're going to be swayed by it.
Yeah. Look, nobody should be shocked that the Republican governor is supporting the Republican president.
As you mentioned, this is only one of several indictments the former president is facing. Perhaps the most consequential one, of course, related to January 6th. Right after that January 6th attack, I want to put this up on the screen. You said it is clear that President Trump's rhetoric and actions contributed to the insurrection. The domestic terrorists who attacked the United States Capitol must be held accountable and prosecuted. Do you stand by that statement?
100%. Of course, they have to be prosecuted, and they are being prosecuted. That's good. I think his actions absolutely contributed to that. There's no question about that. I hate the election denialism of 2020. Nobody wants to be talking about that in 2024. I think all of that was absolutely terrible. But what people are going to be voting for, the reason I'm supporting not just the president, but a Republican administration. That's what this is. They want a culture change in Washington, all the rules and policies that pound down on the American people, all the wokeness.
Wait a second right there. Your words were very, very clear on January 11, 2021. You said that President Trump's rhetoric and actions contributed to the insurrection. No other president in American history has contributed to an insurrection. So please explain, given the fact that you believe he contributed to an insurrection, how you can say we should have him back in the Oval Office.
It's not, because for me, it's not about him as much it is having a Republican administration, Republican secretaries, Republican rules, a sense where states' rights comes first, individual rights comes first, parents' rights comes first. We're going to have a pro-business economy. We're not going to have a cancel culture that has really infiltrated all across America.
That doesn't make any sense to me, Governor. I'm sorry. You're saying it's not about Trump. You're saying he would be the president. And you've said he's someone who's contributed to an insurrection.
I understand it doesn't make sense to you, George, but look at the polls.
I'm not talking about polls. I'm asking you a very simple question. You believe Donald Trump contributed to an insurrection. That's correct, right?
I stand by the statement.
You stand by the statement that he contributed
to
an insurrection.
You believe that
a president who contributed to an insurrection should be president again?
As does 51% of America, George. I mean, really, I understand you're part of the media. I understand you're in this New York City bubble or whatever it is. But you got to look around what's happening across this country. It's not about just supporting Trump. It's getting rid of what we have today. It's about understanding inflation is crushing families. It's understanding that this border issue is not a Texas issue. It's a 50-state issue, right? That has to be brought under control. It's about that type of elitism that the average American is just sick and tired of. And it's a culture change. That's what I'm supporting. That's what most of America right now is looking to support. and want to change
them. You're against the election denialism, which the president, former president repeated last night. You believe he contributed to the insurrection on January 6th. You believe it doesn't matter if he's convicted in the Manhattan case. He's also facing another indictment over classified documents. You said in the past that he should drop out if he's convicted in the classified documents case. Do you still believe that?
No. He's going to drop out after being the nominee? Of course not. You know, that's not to be expected at all.
So just to sum up, you support him for president even if he's convicted in classified documents. You support him for president even though you believe he contributed to an insurrection. You support him for president even though you believe he's lying about the last election. You support him for president even if he's convicted in the Manhattan case. I just want to say the answer to that is yes, correct?
Yeah, me and 51% of America.
Let's be clear here, folks. First of all, I want to get to...
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Misstatements out of there early on. He talks about 51% of Americans support Donald Trump. 51% of Americans do not support Donald Trump. I think it's high is at about 44 or 45%, somewhere around there. Secondly, when he talks about inflation, a big inflation caused by El Señor Biden, let's remember that the only federal action that can be attributed to inflation between these two presidents is the increase in tariffs on China that Donald Trump did. Inflation is nothing more than a price increase over previous. Nothing more. And the only person that did affect a price increase is Donald Trump. All these other price increases, as pointed out by Representative Katie Porter, is a choice by the corporate structure, a choice by evil corporations who would rather take milk out of the mouths of kids, who would raise your prices on mothers struggling to get to work on gasoline and everything else. They had the choice to keep prices where they were because, again, there were no shortages. They priced because they could, not because they had to. And if you doubt it, look at the profit and loss statement from these guys and how the profits has gone up as they've raised prices. And what Sununu just told you is if Republicans get into power, they will be so business friendly that there will be no mitigation of inflation. There will be no mitigation of reining these corporations in from doing what is wrong, from doing the evil things. So don't sit back and believe, oh my God, there's a culture change. We got to get rid of the wokeness. We got to take the boot off of the middle class's neck. The only ones that do that is exactly the corporations and the Republican Party and their support of policies that hurt Americans. That's why they don't want health care for all. That's why they don't want policies for child care. That's why they don't want anything that somehow will cost business a few more pennies to make the lives of everybody, the ones who created this economy, the ones who make this economy function. They want to make sure that nothing goes to them because they want it all. Let's be clear, folks. Don't fall for the scam. And these two-sided, two-mouths kind of politicians, it just shows you exactly who they are.
We spend a lot of time deconstructing the news, trying to parse it into a form that everybody can understand. We try to find those little nitpicks where it flies above the fray, etc. If you really like these videos that we do, I want to ask a big favor. Please go ahead, number one, subscribe to our channel, and number two, please join if you can. Thank you so kindly for watching. Keep watching. Please remember to share. We must populate the entire internet with our progressive message, a message that we know is what most Americans say that they want. So help us, please join.